and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Spider-Mech Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew.
Hart playing Toluga.
Rich playing Theo.
And Ryan playing everyone else.
Playing Toluga is a curse.
I'm so sorry. Sometimes a bit just lands in your lap.
Or...
You're the one that wants to end all these bits, and yet you're enabling them.
I know. No more molestation. Toluga fists Listen, this guy's asshole
on a nat one.
I feel like it's probably not good for our very, very already bad social media situation. For just to be
What's
the word
so bad
molest,
about our social
media? I do not want the word molest
have a
to
social
constantly
media.
Pop up in all
so
of our...
So there's nothing bad.
I just don't want to be like, oh, if you Google D&D podcast molestation, I don't want us to come up.
Who's
I want
Googling to be out of that?
I don't know. Maybe there'll be a controversy with one of the other people in this sphere. I have no idea. I just don't want to be associated with it. It's not a cool word to be yelling on a podcast. People listen to this in the car. You don't want to be in traffic and people have to hear this bullshit.
Instead, you want to hear Toluga fisted this guy's asshole.
Listen, you wanted to make your opportunity attack, all right? And you got nat one.
Why'd I get punished?
He's got nat one.
Make me miss. Not miss his and nail his prostate.
Listen, normally, I would have just had you miss. But unfortunately, you had two of your feet in a guy. So then, the bit just wrote itself. I didn't want it
what
to happen.
Bit?
The bit flew through me.
The bit where you massage this guy's prostate into
it's
almost
also,
trapping
he,
Theo.
I was literally about to do a move that was basically shoot ropes. So like, come on, man. It all lined up. The stars aligned.
Toluga's no longer taking any actions, guys. You guys are fighting from now on.
Theo narrowly missing the ropes. You rolled a 13 on the 12 save.
Yep.
You also beat the ever-living fuck out of my guy in the cockpit.
I'm not saying I didn't, but you didn't have to make me fist a guy.
Hey, how about that crumble table, huh?
Yeah, crumble table really paid off today. That was nice. I'm sorry. I'm not trying.
Don't look into my eyes and lie to me.
I'm not trying to pick on you. It really isn't
you
the case.
Sure?
It's a combination of the classes you play typically just are so wompable. Like, you're like, I'm a guy in a t-shirt. I like flexing. And I'm going to punch a guy with a fist. And I'm like, I'm going to stab you. And you're like, wait, what? There's swords in this world? And like, I don't
know.
No,
I'm going
to
stab you. And then nat 20 with Guts's fucking dragon slayer.
I do not know why we are locked in this internal yin yang where I just keep nat 20-ing you and you just keep harpooning on my story ideas. We're in this horrible vortex of just fucking each other over. I don't want it to happen. I really don't.
It's really straining.
It's really straining. We should really be focusing on how bad Glebnor is.
Well, why don't you put some
hold on,
effort over
hold
there?
Hold on.
Hey, yeah. Theo's doing a great job with
Define
Glebnor.
Define bad. Oh, create a distraction and ruin the thing. I take control of the giant spider mech and wreck everything.
You're really trying to push the heat off me, bro? Come on. Just help me out here.
No, you're in control of the situation. You could.
There's no controlling Glebnor.
I don't know what to do with him.
Jar him up. He's fake. He's basically jam.
I jarred him for a little bit.
Put him in some of that indestructible glass jar.
Doc, you gotta stop giving him pass without trace. He keeps getting 40s on stealth checks. What am I supposed to do with
that? I don't know.
That?
Break my stick.
But you love that stick. And that's just punishing you again. See, we keep coming back to this.
I don't know, man. If it's hurting, never.
He is quite literally like that children's rhyme. Like, everything just bounces off him. He takes no criticism.
I rubber, you are glue.
He's a wall of stupid. I
make
don't know what
a,
to
like,
do.
A giant bee people that will fucking murder him.
Listen, beeple.
Don't worry.
Make some beeple because they love some of that sugary jam he's made out of.
Why is he now sugary jam?
That's the consistency.
Oh, fair.
And, you know, eventually the goo arc will happen, and it'll be
you
time.
You keep saying
and
that.
You'll all have to taste me.
You're literally punching me all the time, so.
I refuse to taste Glebnor. That's not, no.
I mean, if you've been inside him, you definitely have.
Which is no, my head has always been out because
yeah,
I can't
but in order
breathe.
To do so, he's got to squeeze you out.
Man, I really want
no,
to fuck
he just
you guys
get,
up with
he
big
just
man.
Stop trying to get it. You've Glebnor's no. inside you.
No, he's been outside of me.
No, he's been inside you.
This
I don't believe that is true.
Would have kicked you guys' ass. I was like so pumped for this. I was like, I'm going to fuck all their resources up. You guys got in there way too quick.
Hey, dickhead.
You like my bit.
Don't touch me. What are you doing?
I hated that.
Dickhead.
What?
Do you want to punch stuff or use the flamethrower?
I know. I wanted to use it on you guys.
What kind of jackassy question was that?
I don't know. Oh, well, the Iron Fist did a lot of damage, too.
The flamethrower is a flamethrower.
I know. That's pretty good. The stomp, I think, did the most. Because if someone was pro...
Take that welcome center.
Yeah.
You get a snack.
He's leaving.
It is funny because, like, we're at a point now where you guys are, like, getting annoyingly powerful. Like, level 9, you start to really feel it as a DM, I think. Where, like...
You gave me a spider mech.
Briefly.
Oh, no.
You're not keeping that thing.
I'm riding it till the wheels fall off.
I mean, you can, like, let it loose through the complex and, like, take off, but...
I need to get this thing up to Gertie. Oh, hell yeah.
You are
hell
not yeah. keeping the spider mech. You guys have enough vehicles as it is.
We don't have two enough. Vehicles. We only... We don't even have enough for everyone to have their own vehicle.
No, we have three.
What else did we... Oh, we got the buggy.
We got the buggy, the hot rod, and the... And
it's a piece of, like, construction equipment, all right? Like, it's not...
But Gertie can customize.
Gertie can customize it.
I'll let you, if you want to make like an athletic check, like rip a chunk of it off. And maybe you can add that to your...
My idea was that cobbler was just going to eventually eat it.
The whole thing?
Spider cobbler?
I mean, he's ate that titan's head, didn't he?
Do me a favor. Rip off the flamethrower so I can make a flamethrower gun.
I mean, obviously.
I think it's sick.
I don't think Ryan will like that I have a flamethrower gun, but it'd be fun.
It's a pretty good amount of damage.
Make it backfire some shit. They need some bad stuff.
Those 4D.
Whose side are you on?
I'm against everybody now. And all the bad shit keeps coming this way. I need a break.
This is clutch.
These are delicious.
You probably should have hula hooped the man, and you would have been fine.
Fucking hula hoop bleebly at this.
Yeah, if you just kept pushing your feet.
I punch pretty hard now.
That's true.
I got an action surge, baby.
You have to get near him. He'll just shoot you from across the world.
I'll deflect missile.
Can you deflect 32 damage?
No, but I can reduce it.
He grabs the bolt out of the air, but his fingers explode.
I should have made it so you guys couldn't get in this thing. In hindsight, that was a real problem.
I mean, you could, as long as Reggie could see inside, I was vortex warped in.
Oh, that is true. Well, it's like I had to describe it as glass so you guys could, like, know it was a, like, satyr operating the thing. Usually if I need to, like, get you guys to, like, really lock in on, like, a boss, I'm like, and he's, it's Krizik's cousin. So, like, you guys, like, hate him immediately. But,
Krizik.
You, like, stealing the little vest, Rich, and pretending to work, be the new foreman was
Francis.
So funny.
Francis.
Why?
These are fucking clutch. For those at home, it's a nice, hot, sweltering day.
Yep.
And like, I got everybody a nice ice cream sandwich.
You're a good boy.
And I get punished with anal fisting.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, you were the one doing the fisting, which is the way better end to be on in that situation.
No, I fist you.
I mean, unless that's your thing and you like getting fisted, then more power to you.
More power to you. Listen, he had a move called shoot ropes or whatever. Like,
he had a move called cum.
I'm sorry. Okay? I'm sorry. You know? Sometimes. You know,
stop lying to me.
I'm, you know. I want you to have fun. I want you to have fun, buddy. Unfortunately, sometimes for me, fun is making you guys do things that are really, really silly. I'm punching a guy in the ass so hard he shoots webs at Theo.
That really I didn't even deal damage.
It tickled me. The idea of it really tickled me.
I didn't even say I tickled his asshole. I just... Full fist in.
Yeah.
Right on the button.
When that one, you got you, unfortunately.
That one, I found his prostate.
Yeah. Now you and Kara have something in common. You're both making guys.
Well, yeah, it was funny because I think we're talking about the ride here. Or maybe we say it. But like, Theo is the first humanoid man in this rebellion that is not directly related to Kara. So... The second, like, a cute dude walked in, she was like, finally, this rebellion has been, like, so lame so far.
What do you mean? Toluga's a hot young fish, man.
That's true. You're a little high.
You're a slut, though.
But you got,
what
like,
are you
a
talking
lot-
about? I haven't fucked a single thing.
I got a lot of irons on the fire, though. You know?
You're spinning a lot of plates.
Hold on. First of all.
Also, you're a married man.
I am not married, as far as Toluga's concerned.
I thought Toluga thought he was married.
No, Toluga has no fucking idea because he was kicked out immediately.
Like a married man.
Mm-hmm.
With no contact since.
Things are going swimmingly.
And secondly, Bouncicles is not spinning a plate. All right. That is not a difficult relationship to hold.
That's true. Yeah. Smooth sailing on that one.
Yep.
People are going to love all this chewing.
Yep.
Hell
no,
yeah.
No one listens to the after show, so I never mind. I'm like, yeah, fuck them. I mean, maybe that's probably why they don't, because it's just us chomping on snacks all the time. But
what? You people at home don't like to snack?
We got a snack, guys. We got to say, like, you know, fueled.
Yeah.
God,
yeah, you're not ready for just disgruntled, antagonistic Toluga.
Oh, I'm not ready for it. Like, it hasn't been the vibe for the
It's
past
just going to be like,
episodes.
All right, what's your guys' plan? Toluga just sits down. This is going to be so passive aggressive because he's already upset now.
Listen, the thing with Monk is that, like, it just doesn't get all the crazy, flashy shit as some of the other classes until, like, you get wicked deep into it. So, you got to just.
I'm
you
not talking
just
about
kick
the flashy
and punch, man.
Stuff. It's just. It's already started so bad for Toluga that he's just like, I'm out. I was so in, and now I'm out.
Listen, you punch a guy in the butt one time, and it throws your whole game off.
Yeah,
you're
man. An adventurer, have you ever punched
bro.
Someone's asshole?
You're an adventurer. These things happen. It's fine. But think about how many things you've punched in such weird places. How many monsters you've put your fists through? What's
yeah, the difference? Through their chest or punched their balls.
Yeah,
not inside an asshole.
It's not that different.
What?
It's not that different. It's a dad.
I made a spider guy shoot rope.
Yeah. That's a feather in your cap, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, you should be proud.
Yeah, Ryan. Yeah. Why'd you stutter there?
Sorry, I still have the Google opened up where I Googled spider penis.
What's that thing look like?
Oh, why are you asking?
You got a good hang?
Hold on. This is not great. Not great.
Why are you still looking at it?
I can't look away now.
Well, now I gotta look it up.
The title of this PBS article is Spider Genitals Have Some Nerve. Which I'm assuming is about a weird nerve in their situation. But yeah, it's not tight. Great. Don't love that.
Sick.
Palpal bulbs.
Oh, it's so...
Yeah, it's bad.
It's just like a little...
Yeah, it's a little beep. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not proud of it either, man. You know, it's been a weird couple episodes.
We could just stop.
We can. I think we can.
I think we need to for this friendship to last.
I think we have to really have a coming to God moment here now, guys. We got to kind of lock in because stop showing me a spider penis. I can't see the glare.
Oh, God.
Is it just Spider-Man grabbing his penis?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I hate that. I hate that so much. I think we got to lock in, guys. We can't just be every episode just ripping dicks off and getting wet. Like, we got to...
Now we're having this talk, Ryan.
Well, now that I've got it out of my system, of course.
Hold on. What was not locked in about my performance in this last episode?
Like, you kind of crushed it. That was pretty great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're good. I was on point, right on plan, wrecking up the joint.
Yeah.
The one making him fist assholes.
I said before that I would accept no responsibility. Maybe that was too harsh.
And the one time I lobbied for anal penetration, you shot me down.
The one time?
So far.
Because I didn't want you to have a mechanic for it, because that means it would just be more of it.
It's soul sap, baby.
You gotta go to the mouth.
You gotta go to the mouth.
Shut up, Rich. I'm trying here, man.
Most people are wearing pants.
Yeah. That guy had pants on.
Okay.
Wait, he was a satyr.
He was a satyr.
Satyr.
Don't they Winnie the Pooh it?
They do. Winnie the Pooh it. You're right.
Yeah, t-shirt. Well, butt cheeks hanging out.
No. All right. I just didn't want that pressing to be said. All right. Well, you know what? We'll make a pact now going forward.
Mm-hmm.
I will, as a DM, I will no longer describe any of your attacks going into or out of a man's ass. I think that's a nice and easy compromise here.
I think so, yeah.
And we are going to ban the word molest.
Molest.
Molest. Molest.
What if we say it fun like that?
No.
See? Now we're on the same side. See? Isn't this fun? We're finding compromise.
That's just like bullying Mike.
No molest.
I know. See, it is.
I think the real said problem, that word too many times.
It's just too much. And it's gotta be destroying our algorithm. I just know.
But what
it
if
is.
We molest the dirigible?
Stop saying the word.
This will be the last one. So get him out. We're 15 minutes in. So maybe I'll give you 45 more seconds. If you
I thought you were going to say 45 more uses.
Dirigible.
Dirigible. I still don't know how to say it.
Dirigible. Who the fuck says dirigible?
That sounded so good and normal to me. That sounded so normal to me when so you just wrong. Said that.
So often wrong.
Because like it's spelled kind of like that.
Yeah.
Dirigible.
Yeah.
Dirigible.
Okay, cool.
P as in pneumonia.
Pneumonia, I'll have you know.
Fucking
because I'm still saying all of the vowels and sounds. You just don't.
This
like-
is English, dog. You don't say all the vowels and sounds. Consonants, what are those?
Dirigible. Dirigible sounds right.
It's dirigible?
Dirigible.
Dirigible?
Dirigible.
Dirigible sounds like you can dirge it.
It's dirigible, it's dirigible. Baby.
Yeah, I've been fucking dirging over here all day.
No, he's sponching.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we had... you want to talk about sponch real quick?
Yeah. This episode brought to you by Bimbo.
Sponch.
Sponch.
Sponsor us.
So sponch isn't a monster, unfortunately. It is a weird cookie. Wafer.
It was like a cookie with four marshmallows covered in coconut on top.
Yeah.
And then a just
like a dollop.
Dollop of jelly in the middle.
And it's like you couldn't eat it in one bite because you would probably kill you. It was like
the consistency
was
it was trying
the
to
textures
be
were
way too many things all at the same time.
Yeah.
Sponsor us though.
Sponsor us.
There's no way that sponch has like influencers on their payroll. We could definitely get that going.
Right.
All right, so I'm going to look up sponge. So even Google's like, do you mean sponge? It's like,
you don't mean this thing.
Like, nobody's ever meant sponge.
So Ryan and I work with a guy, or I used to work with him, who just like, he basically bombed Dietz and Watson Deli Meats fucking Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
He like got a bunch of shit from them for that. They like sent him stuff.
I mean, like, hold on.
Let's we can get some sponge.
Do they have
I don't
Instagram?
Want sponge.
Bimbo is the name of the company.
What? Bimbo sponge?
Yes.
Bimbo sponge sounds like not a cool thing to call a woman.
Bimbo sponge sounds like a fucking Star Wars character.
Yeah.
Fucking Bimbo sponge.
A glup shitto.
Yeah. It's real glup shitto energy.
Oh, they're based in the U.S. too.
So. Oh, okay.
No wonder they're disgusting.
Okay, if you've ever seen the Bimbo trucks driving around like I have.
No.
I have. Their like logo is a weird bear.
Mm-hmm.
This looks so European. Like, or like South American or like it's from some shit country. No offense.
Wow.
Don't worry, folks.
What the fuck?
For Mark, any country that isn't America is a shit country. There's, it's just, if you're not America, that's how it goes.
That's not true. I love Aruba.
Oh my god.
Aruba's like half a beach. It's barely a place.
It's also Dutch.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a Dutch island.
Like my parents went to Aruba for their honeymoon, and I think it's the only vacation they ever took. They're also going through a very messy divorce. So, you know,
oh, hell yeah.
Where you
congratulations.
Yeah, it's exciting. Having your parents go through divorce as an adult is so lame because no one gives sympathy to a 35-year-old man. Like, cool, go to two Christmases, dork. Like, yeah. No one cares.
You are getting shafted
hard. So hard.
Because two Christmases as an adult is miserable.
It's awful.
Two Christmases as a kid, great. You're doubling up on presents, you know, blah, blah, blah.
No.
But this is just, now it's two obligations.
Yeah, I'm not excited about it.
Gross.
I might just pick one.
No, you can't. Yeah. Alternate. Who's the better cook?
My mom. Yeah.
She gets Thanksgiving, your dad gets Christmas. Boom.
I don't know.
You're
I kind of like just in general like her more. I think I might just, yeah, I'm going to pick one probably.
Yeah. And
if we're talking Christmases, typically he just gave her money to go get a Christmas gift. He has no idea what's going on there. I would say if I put him in a mall right now, he could not find a gift for me.
Really?
He probably eating another sponge?
We talked about them so much.
They're bad though, and the jelly's terrible.
Sponsor us though.
Actually,
but
never mind. I kind of like the jelly part.
What?
I can't waste it. The jelly is the best part.
And the cookie says sponge on the bottom.
It does.
It's a funny touch.
Which is like, why? Because the way you hold this is clearly with the marshmallows on top.
Yeah. You have to like, hold it up.
It's like Domino's where they put jokes on the bottom of the box.
So stupid. But yeah, and it's like the coconut is such a weird choice.
Well, I think they're trying to be a Hostess Snowball.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, they're not.
No, they're not.
Because a Hostess Snowball is fucking.
All right. We've been talking about sponge for like fucking 10 minutes. So I think we could probably wrap this one up, right?
Anyways, if you're out there and you're listening,
wrap up the sponge,
and you want a six pack of sponge,
mm-hmm.
It's not worth.
Wait, it's a six pack.
Yeah,
yeah. There was six sponge in this.
Why?
So you and your boys can all crack a cold sponge.
I don't know. Yeah,
they put it in the freezer. Maybe it tastes better frozen.
See, he's coming up with solutions, unlike the rest of you, just shitting on the sponge.
It's like Thin Mints.
Well, I promise the listening audience going forward, I will no longer make Toluga punch a guy till he busts. So we're gonna have a. I think we're gonna have a really.
There's no masochist in this.
Good relationship going forward here. Uh-huh. It's gonna be good. We're gonna come back from this. We're gonna rebuild.
Really testing our friendship.
I know.
Because it's not just this campaign.
Well, in other campaigns, I just nat 20 you to death. And that's not my fault. That's the dice. So
I'm going to try to lick one of these balls off.
No, don't.
Just put it in the freezer.
Oh, he's tonguing the sponge.
End it. End it.
Oh, God. End it. Quick. Someone. Get into the recording.
We lost the house.
I'm the one who does this.
I know. This sucks. We're held in this horrible sponge limbo.
Anyways, thanks everybody for listening. Sponge Bimbo, if you're listening. Sponge it up.
Sponge Bimbo up. If you're listening.
Hey, you fucking sponge bimbos, get over here. Hey, if any of you people work at the fine, if any of you fine folks work for Bimbo, let them know.
Let them know.
Yeah. We think the sponge could be improved upon, and we'd love to tell you how.
Yeah.
Reach out. Anyways.
We're idea guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Toluga. Harut coming up with the freezer sponge. I love it. Anyways. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe. Try a sponge. You might like it.
Probably not.
And as always, I thank you from the bottom of my gooey Glebnor heart. We're 69 episodes in?
Was that episode 69? Yeah,
that was.
Oh, nice.
I'm so sorry.
You fucker.
I'm so sorry.
I know. You could have had him 69, the guy. Missed opportunities. Anyways.
Perfect episode for 69.
Yeah. Really?
Yep.
So when's Theo going to fist a guy, huh?
I don't know. We'll find out. Maybe next week.
Get us out of here, Mark. God.
Tune in next week to see where Theo's fists go. Orifices abound on the next Dicey Situations. Sponge it up. Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.